You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host for today, Kyle Scheidler. Joining me now is Ned May, the proprietor of the Gates of Vienna blog, which is one of the best resources on the internet when it comes to understanding exactly what is going on in Europe right now. The refugee crisis and the populist reaction to that incident and general European Union overreach. Ned May just simply runs one of the best sites on the internet in terms of getting caught up for that. So joining me now, Ned May. Ned, thanks for coming on. Some interesting developments in Europe right now, particularly in Germany. Give us an idea of what's happening there.
Well, yeah, Germany looks like it's going to basically surrender to the immigrant wave. That is, there's no sign that there's going to be any major change, of course, the way there has been in Britain. But the topic you asked me about was the expropriation of private property of housing to it by the government to house refugees. Hamburg is the specific place that just came up in the news. I believe Gatestone covered it. The thing is that they don't say we're doing this because of the refugees. They're saying that we need to free this housing up to be available for people who are on the market looking for places because we have such a crunch in housing. But everybody knows that the pressure on the demand pressure is coming from all these a couple million or so refugees that have been imported, and Hamburg has a lot of them. The law, there is an older law that said that the government could expropriate private property in the event of public danger or emergency, and it was changed in 2015 in the fall, right at the height of the crisis.
I'm here with Ned May of the Gates of Vienna blog, and we're talking about a situation going on right now in Hamburg, Germany, where the government is literally expropriating the private housing in order to reportedly house refugees. Ned, how is this situation being taken by the German public and the Hamburg public?
From what the Germans tell me, there is surprisingly little, even though everybody knows what's going on, there's surprisingly little resistance. The people who complain are basically called extremists or whatever, that they're by most people, even people who are aware of what's going on. That's why I say the situation in Germany appears so dire. It does not look like there's going to be a populist revolt against what's happening. Of course, it's still early. Germany is still prosperous, and that may not go on for too much longer, because one of the things that I've been looking at is the figures for how much GDP is being spent on those refugees, and it's taking a huge bite out of their social security, social services budget to do all they're doing for the refugees. So we'll have to wait and see. But right now it looks like there's not going to be much of any resistance.
I think that's probably shocking to our American listeners. You know, America really founded on the concept of private property and the idea that the government can't deprive you of it without due process. Is there anything like that in Germany?
Theoretically, it's private property, but Germany is a much more collectivist society. It's their mindset than we are. The way we do things is considered appalling by a lot of Germans. You know, the free for all of the market, but it's a tradition that the state can do that, can expropriate for public need. What's different now is that officially, when this law was passed in 2015, the new law, it was because of the refugees, and it was the party that proposed it was the descendant of the Communist Party in the DDR, East Germany. I think they're called Linke now, or might be. Let's see, it's either Linke or Grünlinke. Anyway, they proposed that this law be put in, and specifically because of the need of refugees. And Die Linke, that's it, the left.
I think it's interesting you mentioned there's very little reaction, or at least not the kind of reaction that we Americans would expect from this event in Germany. But Germany is not the only European country dealing with this crisis, and not all European citizens are taking it lying down. There was an interesting case recently with a group of Italian activists that made an effort to block an NGO ship from, quote-unquote, rescuing migrants. Now, that sounds pretty horrific when you first look at it. But there's something more going on here. Ned, can you talk a little bit about, one, this incident, and then, two, what is the actual role that these NGOs are playing in the migrant crisis?
Well, that's a real can of worms you're opening there. After the initial phase of the migrant crisis, after the Balkan route was closed down and they started having to use the Mediterranean route instead, to expedite matters and make it more efficient, the NGOs, many of which are funded by George Soros, if you look them up and track them back, you can find the ownership and, you know, the foundations that fund these things. But these NGO boats go out, and they go they almost pick them up out of the surf in Libya. They go right offshore, and it's fairly clear that they're notifying the traffickers, the smugglers that people pay to get in their boats. They are notifying them, and they meet them just off the coast and transfer the refugees from one boat to another and take them to Italy. Presumably, they want to make sure that they get there alive and well and put them in the reception centers because they were tending to drown in those cheap, flimsy boats the traffickers use. So this was win-win from for both sides. The traffickers hardly have to do anything to get that big hunk of money, and then the people who want these refugees in Europe are getting them to port safely and processing them through the system.
Interesting. But recently, the Italian Identitaire movement made an attempt to stop one of these ships. How did that go?
Oh, the Coast Guard, I think it was the Coast Guard, intervened and stopped them. And it was the Italians and the Austrian Identitaires together. There are now, the ones that I'm aware of are the Identitaire movements are in France, Germany, Austria, Italy, and I believe there's one in the Netherlands. I'm not sure about other countries in Europe. And the Identitaire movement is, you know, in the press they're called white supremacists, but if you look at their videos and stuff, they don't seem that way. They're the resistance to the immigration and Islamization. They're one of the forms of the resistance, and they're mainly young people.
So they used their ship to try to block this NGO ship from engaging in this sort of human trafficking scheme disguised as a humanitarian intervention. Ned, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you coming on with us today to talk about the ever-evolving situation in Europe. So, Ned, thank you very much. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.